Yes, so I watched more of Amidst a Snowstorm of Love, starring Leo Wu. Oh my God, this show, it is very, very slow. I'm only episode two, so I can see why some people would have some negative commentary towards it because it's very slow. But it feels very reminiscent of a C drama, and I'm telling you, the slow burn in episode two, I gotta talk about it some more anyways. Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K dramas, C dramas, BTS, anything else I want to talk about. Episode 2 of Amidst a Snowstorm of Love. I don't know what is it about Leo Wu and his stare. Dear God. Oh my God. So in this episode, he talks a lot more English for one thing, and my God, his voice somehow goes deeper. It's just crazy to me. And then on top of all of that, Miss Girl, the female lead, I know she's uncomfortable, and there's a strange thing about this show is that there's a lot of awkwardness in it, which I love. When you're dealing with like a really mysterious, really sexy, charismatic male lead, and he is completely enamored with the female lead, you know, you expect it all to be like really smooth and like witty banter that just flies back and forth, but both these characters are really quiet. They both are very introverted, and I think that's kind of interesting to play with as far as on-screen romance. And I love that you could see that this female lead character, she hasn't the attraction, but she also is super uncomfortable and she is really awkward. And I've got to be honest, if I was in her position and I was getting Leo Wu a few feet from my face, like that, like bam, right? And he's like staring at me without blinking barely. I don't know how I'd be able to act. I probably would be awkward as all hell too, right? And in this episode, we finally get to see them, you know, dabble in billiards a little bit. They end up getting to play a little bit of pool. At least we get to see Leo Wu's character Lin actually play some pool, and he goes up against some foreigners, whatever. And she's watching, and you can see like on her face that the attractiveness that she was already kind of feeling towards him like tripled by watching how he handles a pool stick. I was watching, I was like, I'm so bad. I can't talk about him like that. He's like 24. Anyway, like, yeah, it's just, he is something. For the girlies that are like, this show is way too slow, I would have to give it more episodes to give a definitive answer about that. But right now it's doing it for me because I love that he, the character, is so attracted to the female lead. Like, he just has desire written all over his face. Like, his eyes are tracking like every single feature of her face. They go to like this prestige coffee shop together, and he notices like there's a couple that are tasting some coffee beans. And he just gets this twinkle in his eye, and he turns towards her, and he like starts feeding her coffee beans, and she's like super overwhelmed. And the way Leo Wu's playing it is that she'll say something, and it's like he gets into a trance. Like, he looks at her, and it's like he falls in love all over again. Like, he forgets and then looks at her, she says something, and it's like there's this unmistakable kind of chemistry that it makes you feel almost voyeuristic and uncomfortable. And I'm so fascinated and intrigued by that dynamic, and I'm like, how much more push and pull are we gonna get? I see that the show has about 30 episodes, and from the last podcast that I made, there's about 27 episodes, I think, that were available to watch. Right? So I don't know if it's like completed in airing right now, but I'm like, if there's 30 episodes, then they must be really dragging out this romance then. But because of the sheer intensity of Leo Wu stare, and the chemistry is there, but there's also so much awkwardness. Like, there's actual pauses, and they're both kind of looking at each other, and it's like, how do we communicate to each other? We both desperately want one another, but, you know, in defense of the female lead, like, she's still in a foreign country. She's there for her training as Billard, and he obviously is very attuned to her and is very watchful of her, and he seems to pick up on, you know, emotional intelligence really quickly and knows that he can't move too quickly, so he's trying to move to her speed, if that makes sense. But there's like this simmering tension, and it's like, when is it going to break? And that to me is what's fascinating to me. It's very rare to see two really introverted, quiet characters, and the show is really taking its time, and it's not shoving like the romance in your face. Like, if you're gonna do slow burn, you do slow burn either really properly or you mess it up. So I can see how some would take to it being boring. And I, again, you know, I'm mercurial by nature, so I could change my mind very quickly. I could watch maybe another 4 episodes and be like, nah, I don't know, this is a little too slow. But I'm fully entrenched in it, and it's because Leo Wu is so damn seductive in this. Like, I don't really care about actors like switching on and off with English and to their native tongue in like K-dramas or C-dramas, but when he does it, it's like, oh wow, wow. His voice gets even lower. Like, this man's voice got bass, right? But then he's switching to English, and I was like, oh, huh. And he's doing better than the other actors in there that are supposedly supposed to speak English, but that's like another thing. Never mind. I won't even get into that. And just the sheer awkwardness of the female lead is somehow endearing to me. Like, I really like her, and you almost feel like protective towards the character. And she herself, even in the second episode, voices, man, this is like really awkward. I need to say something to break this tension. I don't know what to do. And to me, that's so normal. Like, you're dealing with like a super hot guy, and he is being, you know, very caring towards your niece. He's very attentive. He's got a little bit of like a sarcastic edge, but not really. And every time you open your mouth to speak to him, he's like looking at you like you're literally made up of the solar system, like you're nothing but like the Milky Way and the galaxy. And he is just completely in a trance, like he's in a daze. And I'm just so fascinated by that dynamic. So yeah, I'm gonna continue watching Amidst a Snowstorm of Love. If they could keep this tension up and racket it up, I can see why it's become so much bigger. But it is a very quiet show. So if you're looking for like Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am, like a Japanese style type show where the first episode and they're doing all sorts of gymnastics, you're like, wait a minute, what the hell? Then probably you're not going to enjoy this type of quiet show as much. But if you really like to be painfully teased by the slow burn and you enjoy two introverts coming together, I think at least the first 2 episodes are going to intrigue you. I'm still intrigued by it, and I genuinely want to see what's going to break the ice, what's going to break the tension, what's going to actually get her to bring her guard down. So I find it fascinating. Go figure. That's it for this podcast episode. If you're watching via YouTube, I appreciate you. Thank you. Talk to me. Talk to me some more. If you're watching Amidst a Snowstorm of Love, if you love it or hate it, let me know. I know there's some that think it's boring, but so far I'm still intrigued. Yes, maybe it's the Leo Wu factor, the seduction, man. I don't ever have him play anything else but just a romantic male lead, and just have him continue to use that voice. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I really appreciate you as well. Till the next episode, I have a lot that I still have to get done. I still have to film my reaction and final thoughts for Marry My Husband. Ooh, oh my God. Anyways, a lot more coming down the pipeline. Till then, bye.